Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Very, very happy Wednesday to everybody. Hope you're all doing well tonight. It is Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. Joe Messina is out saving the world at the board meeting for State of Education in the World today. He is just trying to keep us on the right side of crazy. I will be with you for the next 3 hours here at Joe Messina Show. It is a pleasure being with you, the good people here at Realside Radio, across the fruited plain, no matter where you are on this beautiful Wednesday evening. Happy almost spring, everybody. We are 1 hour ahead. And for the first time in so many months, I am starting a show in daylight. It is a pleasure. I think we should all stick to this schedule and not do the daylight savings nonsense back in October or November, whenever they put us back into the dark. I don't know how you feel about it, but you can always let us know tonight. You can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. We're also going to be having some fantastic guests tonight. In the first hour, we're going to be having our good friend Rick Andretti, who's going to be joining us tonight. We're going to be talking about what is going on in the economy and what our politicians are doing or could be doing. Did you, for example, know that Bernie Sanders is pushing a bill right now to make us instead of a 40-hour work week, a 32-hour work week? And it shortens the federal standard work week. I believe he's going to be introducing this bill tomorrow, Thursday. And the whole idea behind that is because, well, you know, just we're going to pay people the same to work 32 hours instead of 40 hours. So basically 80% of a work week. And the shift in work hours, he says, by citing productivity increases made via automation and AI, the financial gains, he states, from a major advancement in artificial intelligence, automation, and new technology must benefit the working class, not just corporate CEOs and the wealthy stockholders on Wall Street. So in other words, hey, listen, we'll pay you all the same, but you guys can work one day less, which is ostensibly what 32 hours is. How do you all feel about it? We're going to be talking about this and a whole lot more tonight. It seems to me that, no matter how high a level you achieve in this country in political office, and Bernie Sanders is a senator, and he has been so for many, many moons, it does not mean that you understand simple economics. Anyway, we'll get into all of that. And we'll talk with Rick about this after the break as well, because we're going to be talking about his fantastic article that he's got over at CEOworld.biz, referring to the end times, how to win back the American dream, or else. But in the meantime, I want to go over a little bit of news for you right now. You may have heard at the top of the hour on the network news that the judge that is overseeing Trump's Georgia election interference indictment, the situation where they have basically gone after Fannie Willis, he quashed multiple counts contained in that election interference indictment against former President Donald Trump and several of his co-defendants. The order from Judge Scott McKee dismissed six counts related to a specific charge, solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. So of the 13 counts Trump faced, three of them were tossed by the judge's order. Trump still faces 10 counts in the case. Now, have no doubt, this is a big win for Trump and several of his co-defendants who filed to dismiss the counts on the grounds that they were legally deficient. Now, I don't know if you've been watching this and following along the whole Fannie Willis romance debacle where she lied to the court, her offices lied to the court. This has nothing to do with that. Judge McKee essentially basically stated that the district attorney failed to allege sufficient detail regarding the nature of their commission. He said the lack of detail concerning an essentially legal element is fatal. They do not give the defendants enough information to prepare their defenses intelligently, as the defendants could have violated the constitutions and thus the statute in dozens, if not hundreds, of distinct ways, the order says. The motion, called demurrers, were brought by Trump, his former attorney Rudy Giuliani, former chief of staff Mark Meadows, and election lawyer John Eastman, and others. So that order quashes three of the 13 counts, also against Giuliani, who no longer faces two counts of solicitation, one count of false statements and writings. So this is interesting. I think this entire thing is rapidly falling apart in Atlanta. Again, if you are not following this closely, this is fascinating. This is legal court TV and politics all combined. And this is just a mess. This is just an absolute mess. So, you know, they're currently weighing right now. Scott McAfee, the judge. He's currently weighing motions to disqualify Willis, and we'll see what happens. We're probably going to get an answer for that by the end of this week or early next week. After the break, like I said, we have a fantastic guest returning, Rick Andretti, who's going to be talking about the end times in America. Are we at the end times? Well, he suggests how we can win back the American dream or else. We'll be right back here after the break at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Let me tell you something right now, guys. The politicians are definitely finding a way. They're trying to find a way to screw you. And I don't know to what end they are continuing to ostensibly just destroy the economy in so many ways. They're all doing it with the quote-unquote good intentions of providing a living for the working man. But H.R. 4728 is a 32-hour work week act that is going to be pushed by Bernie Sanders tomorrow, the senator, who cites AI and automation productivity to back the bill that shortens the federal standard work week. And what is this going to do for workers? What is this going to do for businesses? What is this going to do for productivity? What is it going to do for you and your pocketbook? Now, honestly, I don't expect this thing to pass. I'll be very surprised if it does, but this is certainly the president who could sign such a ridiculous bill. According to, and I hate to quote these people, this is a magazine that I used to read. I had their cover art on my dorm walls in college, some 35, 40, Rolling Stone magazine. We all know what they've become. So when Bernie Sanders is promoting this 32-hour work week, they're giddy. They published an article here, and they're saying, Sanders, who helms the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, it's called HELP, does everything but HELP, will introduce a bill Thursday that seeks to reduce the standard federal work week from 40 hours to 32 hours without a reduction in compensation. Boy, how is that possible, do you think? He justifies the shift in work hours by citing productivity increases made via automation and AI. He wouldn't even know where to begin with AI. The financial gains from the major advancements in artificial intelligence, automation, and new technology must benefit the working class, not just corporate CEOs and wealthy stockholders on Wall Street. I paraphrase Sanders. The 40-hour federal standard work week was established in 1940. A couple of years after the Fair Labor Standards Act was signed into law by Franklin D. Roosevelt. Senator LaFonza Butler, surprise, Democrat from California, will co-sponsor Sanders' legislation, saying in a statement that the 32-Hour Work Week Act will allow hardworking Americans to spend more time with their families while protecting their wages. Oh, so this is about having more time to spend with their families. But we're going to pay you the same regardless. In the House, Representative Mark Takano, another Democrat from California, sorry, America, introduced similar legislation in 2021, though it has failed to make waves in the GOP-controlled legislative body. Takano's bill, which was reintroduced last year, would shorten the standard federal work week from 40 hours to 32 hours over a phase-in period of 3 years. Oh, just 3 years then. The bill, thank you, will also standardize language around overtime pay for workdays more than 8 hours long. What are we doing, folks? Well, let's talk about this for a couple of minutes here, and we'll have him through the rest of the evening here, or at least this hour, is Rick Andretti, who is an investment banker at Janus Associates in Pasadena. Good friend to the show, and a good friend, albeit for myself. Thank you, Rick, for joining us tonight. How are you?
Terrific. Thanks for inviting me. I love it. Appreciate it very much. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. So before we get into the meat of this, before we get to our next break here, Rick, I was just talking about this bill that's going to be pushed through tomorrow. It's going to be introduced by Bernie Sanders to push a 32-hour work week. And they are citing some of the things that you and I have talked about over the months and years, AI and automation productivity that will allow people to work just as hard in 32 hours as 40 hours. So by the way, they'll work 32 hours, not 40 hours, but will be paid, required to be paid exactly the same. What say you?
Well, you know, it's about productivity, I suppose. There's a giant level of malaise out there in the workforce, and it's study after study that shows, in Europe especially, that if people are happier and productivity can stay elevated or the same, then a shorter work week, at least looking at it, makes a lot of sense. That's my take.
So from a standpoint of larger corporations, maybe they do you believe that corporations won't feel the pinch of 20% less time for their employees? What about small businesses?
Well, like I said, if the productivity levels are the same, Let's say you put in a typewriter and you were writing things by hand before, and a person can produce as many memos as they could before. They can do it in half the time. Should you pay them half the salary? Well, we're kind of at that point where we think that productivity, including AI, which is amazing, can produce the same amount of output with less hours. So you either pay the people more or you ask them to work less, or they ask you to work less. And so I'm kind of thinking about how that might work. Now, look, if it doesn't, if it's just mandated where you got to pay somebody more for the same amount of work that they did before, that doesn't make any sense. And I don't think, well, Rodney, he might be thinking about, Bernie might be thinking about it that way, just simply raising salaries by reducing hours. But that's not how I think about it. I think about it, if it's a productivity gain, then the lesser hours makes sense.
Do you think that his argument that AI and automation is going to offset that those hours lost, do you see that as a reality?
Well, it could be. It depends on how you use it and what type of organization we're talking about here. If you're on an assembly line, I don't know if AI is going to have much to do about anything with what you're doing on a daily basis. So your productivity has to come in another way. But again, to me, it's apples to apples only if the productivity, in other words, your output, is the same. And so if it's not the same, then we have kind of a problem, a situation.
Gotcha.
And I don't know that Bernie is on that side of the ledger where he's looking at productivity. I don't know if you can spell productivity as equal the same as ours. But listen, there's been a study that in Europe it has worked and employees are a lot happier. So that makes a lot of sense. And you know, part of my article was about the trouble that we're having with employees being discontented at
right.
this time.
Well, I want to talk about your article after the break, and I'd love to get into it. It's a fantastic article. It's called End Times: How to Win Back the American Dream or Else. And everybody, go to ceoworld.biz and check it out right now. Rick Andretti is our guest. He'll be with us after the break, and we'll get into all of this and some other details and metrics that we're looking at in the economy right now. How are you feeling about things right now? Because, well, we'll be talking about this after the break. A lot of people are feeling pretty dissatisfied. Whiskey Dave here in the chair.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer, while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Around 100 million U.S. TikTok users could have to find a new way to occupy hours of their time, as the House has approved a bill that may lead to the banning of the Chinese-owned app. Lawmakers express worries about the potential access of the Chinese government to the personal data of millions of Americans. In the race for California's next senator, Democratic Representative Adam Schiff has been surpassed by Republican Steve Garvey in the latest count. Garvey leads by just under 5,000 votes, with 85% of the ballots counted. Both candidates are expected to advance to November, vying for the seat left vacant by Dianne Feinstein. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
For Joe, Joe will be back again tomorrow night. It is always a pleasure being with you. And at the top of the hour, welcome your phone calls at 855-732-5563. And you can check out the website, joemessina.com, or therealside.com, where you can watch the radio live. Remember a few years ago when we were getting into some very heavy inflation, and Janet Yellen comes out and she uses the word, what was it, transitory, I believe? Well, according to Janet Yellen, she just stated today that she regrets saying that inflation was transitory. She said today, it has come down, but I think transitory means a few weeks or months to most people. Yeah, Janet, we're into a few years here. And by the way, those inflation numbers are not being included in your consumer pricing index. So all of those big, expensive grocery store runs and those runs to your gasoline, fill up your gas tank, are not included in those numbers. A lot of people think inflation is closer to 12% compared to the 3% that they're reporting. Rick Andretti is an investment banker at Janus Associates in Pasadena, California. He is a fantastic economist. He takes a look from a macro perspective of things, and he understands what's going on in the street and how inflation has been impacting businesses as well. And you can find Rick, he's a terrific writer, at CEOworld.biz. In his latest article, End Times, How to Win Back the American Dream or Else. Rick, thank you for joining us. You say in this article, did you know that the number of unhappy, dissatisfied Americans, according to a 2023 Gallup survey, is near a record high? What's going on out there?
A lot. Let me start by just saying, with full disclosure, I am a registered representative with FINRA, with JCC Capital Markets, which means that connected to the Securities and Exchange Commission. I'm not trying to sell anything, just give my opinion on markets and the economy and politics and all the rest. So with that aside, yeah, in our businesses, people come to us and they say, Rick, can you help us sell a business? Sure, let's take a health check of the business. And when it doesn't add up, we look to try to figure out what the symptoms are and what the problems are and try to fix them before we go to market. And when we look at the worker or the working class in America, we discover there's a huge health problem here. There's a lot of us that are working overtime and really just not happy. We're really malcontent at the whole setup, the whole system. Most of them are younger workers, which creates a huge divide between generations, not only in wealth, but in a host of other things. And it's hard to figure out how we're going to narrow that divide, because the American dream, which is a distant goal at this point for them, may not be achievable. So we've got to try to figure out how to narrow the gap in many different areas in order for these people to reduce that 80%.
You say, and you quote here, Reality Check, the Paycheck to Paycheck report. You say that 50% of consumers live paycheck to paycheck, and 70% of consumers have less than $15,000 in savings. Many have less than $1,000. And then you refer to our national debt being 120% of our GDP. Cities are falling apart. We're more divided politically and financially en masse from one another than ever before, it seems. Can I ask you just point blank, are we too connected? Is this what, I mean, is whether it's social media or constant 24 news, or are we in a different place than we were at last times that we've had, let's call it malaise, you know, in the 1970s when we were both kids?
No, I think you're right. I think social media is at the forefront of our problems. And it once was where mass media was one to many. You had a network anchor and they read the news and out it went. Now, with the advent of social media platforms, including TikTok, where more than 100 million people have suddenly come to this platform to not just watch cat videos, but to express their own views and opinions, it's a sudden and enormous change to the way we think and the way we our culture acts. And social media is the major, in my opinion, the major driver behind that.
I think, you know, a lot of the anger that I'm hearing from friends and colleagues, and I'm a small business advocate, I work with small mid-sized businesses as well. We do a lot of capital acquisition and restructuring for these businesses. And people that are earning a good living still consider themselves working class. And they're taking a look at the coastal, quote-unquote, elites that you talk about in this fantastic article. And you say, it may not surprise you, but the elites are not all latte-sipping, BMW-driving, moneyed rich people clogging the drive-thrus. Elites are select members of society that control the four key pillars of power: military, economic, political, and ideological. And what I'm hearing from people, and I agree with that 100%, by the way, I'm hearing that it seems to me that the people that are in control of those, and by the way, I would add academic to that as well. I think academia is vastly underrated as the power it has, because it is spitting out mind-numb robots who have been indoctrinated over the past 20, 30, 40 years into our corporations and our media. And absolutely, we're basically hearing one point of view that's coming out of all of that. So how do we react? How do we deal with this if we are politically divided and class divided and ideologically divided as we are? How does that end?
Well, Peter Turchin suggests that we upend those four pillars. We attack these elites and their pillars and try to break them down so that we can get back the control that we, the people, once had. Listen, I see more looters, more homeless, more layoffs, more wealth, the gap, more debt, more inflation, more and more and more. It doesn't seem to stop. And we've got to try to figure out what the causes are of this and put an end to it and not let our divides define us. You know, if it's we the people, let me ask you, Dave, is it we the government, we the corporation, we the elites, we the tech titans? Who's the we and we the people? We need to start to take back our country from the powers that be that are controlling it and that are creating this division. And part of it is, and I argue, is corporations. And part of it is these four pillars or more that if we do nothing, it will eventually create a trigger event, such as the Tea Party did to the American independence movement back in the day, or a Rodney King type of event, or a January 6th type of event. These trigger events can cause a major disruption that we don't want to see. And so I try to argue, to try to pull these things together by pulling, like you said, Edge, government, pulling business together to form a new deal. And we got to be able to try to figure out what the new deal that we're going to have between us that narrows the gaps that will work in the next 50 years. Otherwise, we'll be a United States divided or an un-United States. And we don't want to see that.
I was at a men's group last night, and we talk about a lot of things, culture, politics. Last night, a lot of people were talking about Bitcoin and other things. But universal themes that I've been hearing from this men's group over the past several months is the fact that many of these well-heeled individuals, investment bankers and lawyers, namely, are saying that, yeah, in 5 to 10 years, they're going to retire because they're not going to have work. And I, you and I have talked about this before, where I'm now going on to ChatGPT and I'm doing demand letters or collection letters, or, you know, I still will need a lawyer to file a lawsuit or you know, a contract. But the basic things, what do we need to spend $600 an hour for? And so are you suggesting that as we move forward, and Bernie Sanders is pointing to this as well in justification for paying for 32 hours as opposed to 40 hours, we can argue about that. But are you suggesting that as we move forward, you're going to continue to build up this level of, basically a bifurcated society where many people are going to be teched out of a job? And what are they going to do? And is that going to increase the angst and the anger that they have for these quote elites?
I was raised as a bootstrapping blue collar critter. And back in the day, my grandfather came from Portugal and saw the Statue of Liberty, and the rest was just an amazing accomplishment for him. And here I am. And I want that back. And it seems as though that some groups can still find the American dream as a possible attainment, but others find that it's the elites, it's the it's a host of moneyed, powered pillars that work against them, and they can't afford a house. My parents could afford a house. My father worked. My mom did not. But two parents today can't seem to do that. So that's kind of what the problem is that the things that are the pillars of attaining the American dream are too expensive. And we need to work together to bring those costs down.
Right. Well, stick through the break if you can. I'd love to continue this discussion. It's fascinating. And from a macroeconomic perspective, it affects everything, including what many people tune into for culture and politics on Real Side Radio here. We've got Rick Andretti, and we'll be right back here after the break. Find his article at ceoworld.biz, everybody. It's well worth the read. It's fantastic. We'll be right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Wouldn't it be nice right now if America had a little bit more self-confidence? We're seeing a lot of people that are really upset right now. They're complaining. And just we just got news today here, Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe at realside.com. Dollar Tree and Family Dollar stores, you know, where it used to be a dollar, now it's $1.25, is closing 1,000 stores this year. 1,000 stores. What does that tell us about the economy? What is going on? Rick Andretti, who's an investment banker at Janus Associates, he is joining us where we are also talking about his fantastic article that you can all find at, by the way, the link is at Joe's website, joemessina.com, End Times, How to Win Back the American Dream or Else at CEOWorld.biz. Rick, welcome back. What does that tell you about these dollar stores, Family Dollar closing? You'd think in a recession those things would be doing well, but that maybe they're just having a hard time meeting margins. Is that what we're hearing?
Yeah, probably. And also, consumers are trading down, even from the dollar store. They're eating out less, they're buying less, and we're going to see a lot more of that, I argue, throughout the course of the year. I live in two worlds. I live in the business world where things seem to be okay. Mergers and acquisitions seem to be okay. IPOs are a little short, but still on the docket. We've got a record-breaking stock market. We've got a 3.9% record-breaking low unemployment rate. At that level, when you look at it at 90,000 feet, things look pretty good. But then there's the other side of the fence where you get workers who are either laid off and can't find it or who are disenchanted with the one that they have and still are struggling to make ends meet. So somewhere in there is a problem that we've got to try to bridge this divide. And I think if these stores can't stay open because people can't afford, because they can't hold their margins, really get down to what is going on here. My thinking is the cost of, you said this before, the cost of other things have gone up so much that they really have to trade away some of the discretionary things, even a purchase at the dollar store. What say you?
Well, I think you touch upon a couple of very important points, and it goes back to the discussion that we were having before the break, where you have these, basically, you have a dichotomy of wealth in this country, and, you know, the percentages of the people that are actually owning the assets. You know, this stock market run-up is fantastic. If you have equity, if you are invested, and what's the percentages of people that actually do? Something like 80% of people don't. And so the 20% have most of the wealth. And, you know, 50 to 80% are just trying to make ends meet. So when they take a look at the stock market and people are celebrating all-time highs, and it isn't just the stock market. We're seeing, you know, real estate that's out of the reach for most people today. You've even got cryptocurrency that's on an ascendancy. And a lot of people think that's here to stay now, which $73,000 per Bitcoin, you know, an asset that all of us could have bought for $100 10 years ago. It's absolutely insane. So what, you know, what do people feel? Do they feel that they have a shot? Can they play in the same game as the elites or those that have, you know, what many people feel is out of reach for them today? And I think that comes back to what you're talking about, where you mentioned in your article a whopping 80% of Americans are dissatisfied and unhappy. And so that's Gallup, you mentioned them. You know, what to do about that, Rick?
Yeah, it's a pickle. We've got to try to figure out what's driving these cost increases and if there's anything we can do about it. So the cost of housing has gone up because large private equity companies have in many ways purchased private homes and have raised the costs of those homes and rentals and what have you. Large CPG food companies have, during the pandemic, had supply chain issues, raised prices, and never lowered them. So a price of eggs is still double what it was. And so people are really feeling that pinch. And until those costs go down or wages go way up, then we're going to have this constant friction that could end badly if we don't do something about it. The wealth gap with the stock market and a host of other assets being owned by the top 1% of Americans is almost disgusting when it comes down to looking at the American dream in that context. And I'm up in arms about it, trying to figure out, I like to fix things, what is that we can do to try to eliminate that, or move that, or narrow that gap. And one of them is, of course, raising wages. The other one is not nothing to do with wages at all. It's just the way people feel. And a lot of it has to do with the not liking the political environment that's out there right now, states, and not feeling that they're being represented, especially young people that really don't feel that they're being represented in politics right now. And you have Congress members banning TikTok, and they've never used it. They don't necessarily understand, but because it's privacy and other things, they sort of lay down the law, and young people don't really like those sort of things. So we've kind of got a baby boomers versus a younger generation gap, as well as a wealth gap, that may only be time that can heal that.
In your article, you refer to a book, End Times Elites, Counter Elites, and the Path of Political Disintegration by Turchin. He was a professor of social dynamics at University of Connecticut. And he, you refer to him, and you mention in his book, you quote him, you say, when the equilibrium between ruling elites and the majority tips too far in the favor of elites, political instability is all but inevitable. And that's what you were just referring to. He continues, as income inequality surges and prosperity flows disproportionately into the hands of the elites, the common people suffer, and society-wide efforts to become an elite grow even more frenzied. I feel like we're on the cusp of that right now. I feel like we saw in 2020 with the BLM riots. I saw, you know, you're seeing it with crime today in places like California, where, you know, people feel, you know, enabled to go into stores and rip things off because they know they're not going to, you know, receive a felony conviction if they're arrested at all. And so, you know, when you talk about even more frenzied, you refer to this in your article. Are you concerned that we, you know, we're basically fraying at the edges here as a society as we move forward? Because I don't see inflation coming down. And by the way, yes, you can raise wages all you like. You can have a $50 an hour minimum wage. That just basically devalues fiat currency. So your Big Mac, instead of $20 now, is going to be $100. What say you?
Yeah, it's a conundrum that is going to take all of us to try to figure out together. And unfortunately, we're into tribal politics, and it seems as though we take the side of the leader that makes us feel the best about ourselves, rather than trying to get to what the core is and how to bridge some of that gap. And that's why in my article I refer to, and I'm not our left-wing progressive person, but I do think that unless we come to term new deal with the American worker, really, and either it's through unions or it's representation or it's wages or it's just the happiness at the job, the phrase about to explode. And I talk about triggers, and we just so close to a trigger event, or a fixed type of thing that gets through this time. And then what? I'm just trying to figure out, though, what is the way to bridge the gap that is going to result in some sort of a resurgence of the American dream? Is it a giant tax increase? You know, corporations are taxed at 21% now, one of the lowest times in history, if you look at it. Individual tax rates, 37%. So we're kind of going in the wrong direction here. There's far less billionaires with income than there are with corporations with income, so we're charging corporations 21%. Maybe we could use that higher in order to use that money to help educate people. You know, right now, college-educated people can't find jobs. Now, I'm all, and you've talked about this, where college education is kind of a ripoff, where they charge hundreds of thousands of dollars and you get nothing but an art degree. I think that's a crime in and of itself right there. So that's part of the answer, to bring it all together so that we're all working on the same page. What is the American dream? How are we defining it? And under what New Deal principles can we work together to try to bridge the gap? Because if we don't, year, maybe we might find ourselves in real trouble.
Well, we may see that at the election if it goes one way or another. And basically, both of these candidates have just clinched their nominations. So, folks, you've got a repeat of 2020. And you remember how many people reacted to Trump winning in 2016. Right now, he's leading in the polls. So that might be the catalyst, Rick, you speak of. Everybody, go check out ceoworld.biz.com. Or you can go to Joe Messina's website, joemessina.com, and find the link to his web article, End Times, How to Win Back the American Dream. Real quickly, Rick, where else can people find you?
Cool. You can find me at Janus Associates or JanusCorp.com. My bio is there and our company's there, and our telephone numbers.
Everybody follow this man. He is a fountain of knowledge and terrific articles. Greatly appreciate you taking the time, and look forward to, as always, having you back on again down the road.
My pleasure, Dave.
Thanks, Rick. And folks, we'll be back at the top of the hour here after your break and news. We've got a lot to go through. And if you've got something you want to say, join us at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. Be right back after the break.